Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out. Hope you use it to your advantage. Go ahead and wear it out if you want to, folks. If you break it, we'll fix it. I promise. And we continue to update that and to make it better all the time. We're working on new stuff all the time to bring you better content, better information, better ways of delivering it to you, making it easy for you. So stay with us and keep checking back and keep checking on the new stuff that we're producing and the new tools that we've got working on. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Miso. Mike is the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. He's one of our generation experts. Mike, in the previous segment, you told us a little bit about the Gen X, Gen Y, how they were different, how they are different. And the thing that we know, as you said, they now comprise over half of the people working in the marketplace, and so that means that there are a lot of times when those guys are coming together, the two generations sitting around the conference table across the counter from each other, you know, however they come together. How's that working out?
I have to laugh when you say sitting around a conference table. You know, it'll be interesting to see the dynamics of the change in company meetings or the perfunctionary Monday morning meeting. I don't think the conference table's in play, man. I mean, now we're looking at and even email is fading by the wayside in lieu of text and the new technology in terms of how they communicate.
Yeah.
But I think the thing with if you've got young people working for you, you know, there are some dynamics that are absolutely critical, you know, and a couple at the top of the list would be when you start to form that team or give that team, it can't be about your leadership or your charisma, you know, setting their direction. It's got to be a purpose, you know, and a purpose they see that not only benefits your clients and your people, but the organization, and let the purpose rule or dictate how that team operates, as opposed to I say we do it this way, and I'm obviously saying that a little stronger than maybe you would, you being the entrepreneur. But letting them understand the purpose and explaining the reason why, you know, having a meeting or a team for the function or for the just to have one or because it's always been there is no longer out.
And is that for both Gen X and Gen Y, or is it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
There's some things that they're very similar about.
Yeah, and, you know, the old adage, you can't lead a horse to water, or you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, you know, with teams today, you really need to explain why water is so critical to the organization, and do a great job of that, and then maybe sit back, and next thing you know, it'll be ordered over the internet, air freighted in, and the horse won't even have to be bending over to drink, you know. I think the second thing that is a little bit hard for entrepreneurs sometimes to let go is the full disclosure of information. You know, when guys like you and me were coming up and we got to put on a little team or a committee or a task force,
right?
You know, there were pieces of information that we figured we were entitled to know, and then some that were for our superiors and our bosses to know.
Right.
And
we didn't question that either, did we?
And we didn't question that. And, you know, because of, without taking a lot of time, you know, because these issues of trust have manifested themselves so in such a huge way with these younger employees, you know, there is always mistrust. So the disclosure of as much information as you can possibly release, not only to assist them in a perfunctionary basis, but to break down those walls and those silos of trust are absolutely huge. And then I think finally the reluctance to want to micromanage is huge. You know, let that team function and lead itself from within. You know, and get the updates and the reports as opposed to sitting in and participating on every meeting, and therefore again reinforcing your trust and those dynamics. And
then, is there a difference in engagement is in terms of how the generations are engaged and plug in and take ownership? Do you think there's a difference between the two generations?
I think that the Gen X is still perhaps not as. That's a great question. I don't think the Gen X is quite as sold on getting in a team of young people and being engaged and giving 100% as opposed to 50% on the national engagement numbers as likely as the Gen Y. Because the Gen Y, remember that boomer tendency, mm-hmm. they're going to see it as a career shine opportunity.
Interesting.
And Gen Xers, the career shine really isn't on their radar screen in terms of being a high priority.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other dynamic I think is critical, and that is, you know, all this stuff we laughingly talk about, every kid gets a trophy and everybody wins
right.
in Little League today. As you know, I'm very involved in lacrosse, and talking mm-hmm. to a lot of NCAA coaches, they're actually manufacturing almost scenarios to give their kids an opportunity to fail. And how that works in the workplace is, understand that if that team makes a mistake, you know, if you come down on that team or make abrupt changes in the way you lead that team, then you're going to disengage them. There's going to be a level of mistrust. All of us make mistakes, and all of us learn by making mistakes. These mm-hmm. generations, I think, need to be trained a little bit on how you recognize, oh, man, I made that mistake. In retrospect, I never should have made it.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching them through what
it's
like.
Are you saying they're not as likely to take ownership of their mistakes?
Yeah, I guess to a degree, and I'm not sure it's ownership. I would say even recognition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not only recognition on a surface level, but recognition in terms of, man, we missed that. We should have thought about that.
Very interesting.
You know?
Very interesting. Well, you know, when we come back after these messages, I want to ask you what you think the leadership of the future is going to look like. We're going to get Mike Musil to look over and, you know, what is it when us baby boomers have wandered off into the sunset? Who's going to be? These guys are going to be running the show. What's that going to look like? We'll get Mike to give us his prognostication on that right after these messages. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.